About half an hour ago, the special session in the state legislature ended. But, stay with me here, later this afternoon, the state legislature is starting another special session. Lawmakers still haven't passed a budget or come up with a plan to fully fund basic education. Everett Herald reporter Jerry Kornfield is in Olympia now, covering the end and the beginning of the special session. Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
So let's break this down by task. First, let's talk about the budget. Why is it taking so long for lawmakers to come up with a budget?
Well, to be fair to the lawmakers, they have a $40 billion problem and a couple of Supreme Court cases to satisfy. And so they didn't have enough time in the first 105 days. But now, after spending 30 more days, they didn't make a lot of progress. It comes down to how much money they want to spend on education in the next two-year budget. And how do they want to pay for it? They know it has to go into basic ed expenses like teachers and some classroom expenses. House Democrats, they have the majority. They want to raise a number of taxes and create a new tax for capital gains. Senate Republicans, their counterpart, they want to raise a statewide property tax and cut some other taxes. So they're really fighting over the basics of how much to spend and how to raise it.
And they also have to figure out education funding, which I understand is part of the budget process. So what's the holdup with that piece of it, with education funding?
Well, education funding makes up about 50% of the two-year operating budget. And so whatever money they raise for the education funding is also going to go into the operating budget. They just aren't sure how much more money is needed in the next 2 years for education funding. It's somewhere between $1.8 billion to $2.5 billion. So they have to agree on that amount, and then they have to agree on where it's going to come from. Will it come out of reserves? Will it come out of a new source of revenue or a different source of revenue? And so those are the two real sticking points. They're getting close, they say, but they haven't reached any agreement on those.
Okay, so they're coming close, they say, and there are a couple of competing plans that have been presented to fund education to try and find this money. What do those plans look like?
Well, on the House side, their plan, which is over 4 years, would spend $7.6 billion. But in the first 2 years, which is right in front of them, most of it, about $1.8 billion, is going to go into just paying teacher salaries. What folks don't realize a lot around the state is that 15 to 30% of a teacher's salary should be paid by the state, but it's actually being paid by the local taxpayers through their property tax levies. The Supreme Court said that's got to stop, and so they're trying to figure out what that amount of money is. And the House Democrats, they raised that money with a new capital gains tax and a higher business tax. Bottled water would be taxed, and a few other things. Republicans in the Senate, you know, they're looking around the same amount of money, but they want to create a new statewide property tax, use that money, and get rid of the local property tax, so a swap. And that's their approach. Now, a lot's probably changed behind closed doors over the last 4 weeks. We just haven't seen if there's been any major revisions in those two approaches.
I'm talking with Jerry Kornfield from the Everett Herald. We're talking about the special session that the state legislature just ended earlier today and the second special session that'll begin later this afternoon. And once the legislature sorts out the budget, sorts out education funding, does that mean everybody gets to go home? They're basically done?
And that would be nice, and I think that's theoretically possible. I have to say, too, I'm not sure when that second special session will start. It could happen today, and now there's talk they may wait a full day until tomorrow. But I do think the operating budget will be the last bill they vote on. But there's been issues like the car tab issue for Sound Transit payers. There's been fighting about that. There's a water rights case known as the Hearst decision that the state Supreme Court ruled last year, and it's caused a lot of consternation around the state, and there's a lot of talk on trying to come up with a legislative response. So that's going to be talked about. And there's some high school students who won't be able to graduate with their peers in a couple of weeks because they haven't passed one of the high stakes assessment tests in their four-year career. So there's some discussion about giving them a break. And so those are three of the issues that will be discussed in the next 30 days as well.
Well, if lawmakers aren't able to close the books on the budget by the end of this next 30-day session, do we get a third special session? Is that what happens next?
Yes, that's what happened. It happened in 2015. It would start around the 22nd of June, and then they would face a real hard deadline of June 30th. If they don't act and get a budget by June 30th, then there could be a partial government shutdown of state government on July 1st. Now, it turns out there's also a way to avoid that, but I don't want to put that idea in their heads of a continuing resolution. We leave that to Congress to do those kinds of things. But they nearly did it 2 years ago. They nearly went right up to the deadline and forced a government shutdown. So agencies around the state are going to have to start preparing pretty soon for the potential of a shutdown, even if they know in their hearts that it's not going to happen.
Well, Jerry, we've got one final question. A listener tweeted us at KUOW and asked if legislators get paid extra for special sessions. So do they make extra money when they go into special session?
Well, their salary doesn't change. They get paid. Most folks take their salary over a 12-month period, so they'll get the same monthly earnings. Per diem is up to $120 a day for room and board, so some of them will claim that. And so every day of special session that they come down, that's another $120 to pay for rent, for food, or just go into their pocket. So to that extent, yes, they can make some extra money.
Jerry Kornfield, thank you so much for explaining what's happening in Olympia right now.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Jerry Kornfield's a reporter with the Everett Herald. Washington state lawmakers ended one special session this morning, and they're starting a second special session, possibly today, possibly tomorrow. This is The Record.